At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. It feels like a Monday, but it is a Tuesday. And that means we got Fish on Friday on Tuesday. We have second hour, busy second hour, because we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then Fish on Friday on Tuesday after that. We were going to have Roy Wood Jr., Jeffrey. In fact, we will tomorrow have Roy Wood Jr. on. He is he's going to be in Memphis this weekend. He's doing something. He's doing a comedy show for Just City. If you want to get tickets, justcity.org is the place to go. They're celebrating an anniversary over there. And it turns out, so Roy Wood Jr. was the best known, I think, for The Daily Show. Spent about a decade on The Daily Show. And now he does his own show. He does his own show over on CNN, which is basically it's sort of a version of that, right? Over on CNN, Have I Got News for You? He's got a new special out on Hulu, and it turns out that Roy Wood Jr. is from Memphis, sort of. He's from Birmingham. He spent most of his growing up years in Birmingham, and where he's the son of a longtime radio sort of legend in Birmingham, who was involved deeply in covering the civil rights struggles of the 1960s, so he mostly grew up there. But at one point, his parents separated, and his mom ended up here for a few years. And this is where, among other things, he fell in love with baseball, Jeffrey.
Okay.
It's where he fell in love with baseball. And the funny thing is,
Chicks games?
What?
Going to Chicks
games? No, as a kid playing baseball. As a kid playing baseball. He's a big baseball fan. And in fact, it's interesting. Like he said, he wanted to be Stuart Scott or Kenny Mayne. Like
sure.
That was when he started out, sort of that's the aspiration. He's got some great sports stories among everything else. He's got a story, Cubs game 7. They're working. He's working for The Daily Show, and he had just started. What year did they win?
2016.
Okay. So he had just started then or was still getting his feet under. And so he shows up the morning of game 7 because he's like, I got to work, man. And he said, Trevor Noah is an enormous sports fan, both U.S. sports and international. So there's always something going on that Trevor Noah cares deeply about in the world of sports. And as soon as he saw Roy show up for work that day, he said, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And, of course, at that level, you have access to tickets and enough money to. So he said he caught a plane. He turned around, caught a plane, and he was in the crowd. To see his Cubs win the World Series. And he became a Cubs fan the way a lot of Memphians became Cubs fans. It was on TV.
WGN, baby.
It was on TV. Anyway, again, the event is this weekend. You can go to justcity.org
if you want to see Roy, hear Roy. But he'll be on with us tomorrow. He was going to be on with us today. He will be on with us tomorrow. Today we have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock and Fish on Friday on Tuesday. Rainy weekend, but you went to see, and rain happily does not interfere with this. You went to see Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Friday, I don't feel like the rain happened until overnight because my wife made fun of me for she woke up many times because of the weather and I slept right through it. So Friday, I mean, the wind had definitely picked up. You could tell it was the storm was rolling in.
It was a soggy ass weekend. Let's be honest. It was a soggy Memorial Day. Lots of things canceled. That was too bad for
a lot of fronts.
How was Mission Impossible?
So I like it a lot. The first act's a little bit of a mess. It's very long. It's probably 30 minutes too long. But the first, 45 minutes is kind of what's going on here.
You have to know the backstory?
Not really. They do enough of, because Aaliyah, I don't think, had seen the previous one. They do enough of explaining here's who everyone is, for the most part.
I mean, I've seen the backstory, but I totally forgot it.
Right.
You know? I mean, so I just remember it being jumbled last time. So anyway, so a little confusing or slow.
It's just kind of a slow start, but once it actually gets out of the blocks and runs, it doesn't stop. And there's some of the most insane stunts I've ever seen.
Are you there though, just marveling at the stunts, or is the movie move you along? And did by the way, feel like the end? I guess it's supposed to be the last one.
Yeah, they leave the door open. Like, it's not, no spoilers, but, I'm trying to do everything without spoilers.
No spoilers.
But the door is very much open that this was not the end.
How definitively have they said at the end it's the end?
I mean, that's what it's been marketed as, but I think that's because a lot of it had to do with the last one was not as successful as they anticipated. Now, this one, I know people are going to focus on Lilo and Stitch won the weekend, and, hats off to Lilo and Stitch, but you got to also remember, this movie's 3 hours. There's not as many showings. This movie did very well, but
very well in terms of money.
Yeah, I mean, it did well. It I think they expected it to be around 60 something million. And it got to 63, 65, somewhere in that area.
And what did Lilo and Stitch do?
135 million. Lilo and Stitch was a monster this weekend.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
An absolute monster.
It is a record-breaking $328 million Memorial Day. So there you go. More than 10 years since movie theaters have seen a Memorial Day weekend this huge for the box office. So there you go.
But my thing was, I was trying to think about this. I can remember like a day of rain on Memorial Day weekend. I don't remember the weekend. We're just like, sitting inside.
It was ridiculous. By the way, the last one that was this big, 2013, which you may remember as the year that brought us Fast and Furious 6.
Yes.
The Hangover 3.
Uh-huh.
Star Trek Into Darkness. Like, literally everything is a Iron Man 3 and Epic. I don't even know what Epic is. But those all grossed more than $20 million that weekend in 2013. That's the last time we had as
Fast Six was a monster.
Fast Six was a monster. Where do you put this mission?
This one to me was squarely in the middle. I think you can go through five and six are to me the top of the franchise. And I have six ahead of five, but a lot of people have
Chris. I think likes
like five, but I think those are clearly the best. I think four, which is when they kind of reboot it and they figure out the formula that works. I think that's the third. This is like right there to me with Mission Impossible 3, which was the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman. Like it's squarely like in the middle.
Okay. I went to Raging Cajun. Oh yeah, it was Friday night and it was still lovely. It was still beautiful. Yeah. And I don't have a spot written down, so I'm not doing all this is not live spot. This is just
recapping the weekend.
We had a great time. And here's the thing. Like I love the second line. I think the second line has tremendous food. If you want to feel like you're in New Orleans, it's hard to beat the second line. Owen Brennan's is obviously a long standing favorite like that. But the great thing about restaurants is you can add another. You don't go to just one. And Raging Cajun, first of all, it took me no time to get there from East Memphis. Like it's in Bartlett. But it took us absolutely no time to get there. And then it's in a great building, sort of the way that Mason Jambon had described it to me was that it's a neighborhood feeling place. And that's exactly right. They got a great patio. They have a great patio. It's not white tablecloth. You know, it's just not. It's po' boys. And the funny thing is the things that I actually the sausage and cheese plate was unbelievably good. They had a crawfish queso that was unexpected that I absolutely loved. The oyster po' boy was terrific. I think my favorite thing totally was the white chocolate bread pudding.
Yeah.
And I love bread pudding. And this is a white chocolate. I mean, Mason grew up, he grew up cooking in New Orleans and it is an unbelievable white chocolate bread pudding. So, if you're of a mind to try a new place, did I eat a vegetable? There might have been
something green in the middle.
In the po' boy, there was some lettuce in there. There might have been some vegetables in there. So anyway, I hope you all had a great weekend, whatever it was you were up to, as you're hopefully stand dry. So we do have, obviously, the NBA playoffs proceeded over the weekend, and we will get to that. But we do have two local stories that broke over the weekend involving the Grizzlies and the Tigers. So let's start because we haven't talked about it as much, and because this is the end, let's start with PJ Haggerty committing to Kansas State. Now, the numbers are always, when it comes to NIL numbers, you're skeptical when it comes to professional league contract numbers.
NFL.
Because the version you get
right.
is always from the agent originally, right. and then it's usually subsequently clarified. NIL numbers are never clarified. We
no.
only have what people say.
Right.
So what? How much confidence do you? So the narrative around PJ Haggerty is that he wanted $4 million, that the Tigers offered him $3 million, and that this is according to Adam Zagoria, for example. This is one person who's reporting out there that K-State is paying him $2 million, up to $2.5 million with incentives. I didn't know incentives were even a. Like
well, they're
thing.
Not supposed to be because that would they're not supposed to be.
Because they're not supposed to be performance based.
Correct.
It's only based on your market value as a as an advertiser,
right.
Jeffrey. But okay, so whatever. He wanted four. Memphis offered three, and he's taking less than that, but still a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you believe roughly those numbers?
Yeah, I can probably get in that ballpark.
Okay. So then if that's true, and you know, I saw Jeff Goodman tweeting that he should have gotten an agent, right? Well, let me ask you this. What are the numbers for Nico? What are the numbers that you believe when it comes to... This is a not exactly analogous
yeah.
situation, but not totally dissimilar. Asking for one thing had to go to a situation that you may... That
I think Nico had a deal for $2 million, and he probably ends up playing for $1.5 million.
And wanted...
I think he wanted four.
So wanted four.
Yeah.
Had a deal for two,
yep.
and ended up with $1.5 million. Honestly, let's just say that K-State is paying PJ Haggerty $2.5 million, and he had a deal for three. It's really pretty much exactly like he wanted more, and in the end, he had to take a little bit less than he would have got had he stayed put.
The only difference that I would say is Nico had already agreed to the
yes.
previous deal.
You could say the yes, yeah, that's true. Is that
Haggerty had an offer?
Okay, and what's the why is that distinction meaningful?
Well, he wasn't playing on that, like you know what
he
I mean.
Wasn't,
like,
he wasn't welching off of something,
correct? Mean,
like Nico is literally
like
trying
that,
to renegotiate,
right?
So there's nothing, and I, not that I'm trying to, or there's nothing to criticize PJ Haggerty for. He's just trying to get the best deal. Nico was trying to renegotiate a
correct.
Deal that he'd already struck.
Nico's trying to sweeten the pot,
so a little more. Easier to be critical of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a deal in place that he was playing on, and then he went and played for less.
They
had a worse team.
They both, in the end, went to situations that are arguably not as attractive as the situations they're in. Although, I think that is more obvious for Tennessee and Nico.
Yeah.
Because, listen, if you're playing for Heupel, he's got a track record with quarterbacks. Penny has a track record with guards and has a track record. He has a track record with PJ Haggerty.
Yeah.
Like, Nico had not become an All-American under Heupel.
Yeah.
PJ Haggerty became an All-American under Penny. But the conference that Nico's going to is a lesser conference, right?
The Big Ten. I don't know if you can necessarily say the
not
Big
a lesser
Ten,
conference.
But
he's a lesser team in the conference.
Correct.
That's what I meant.
The situation is significantly
worse. Different.
Yes, he is a fringe playoff team. If he stays at Tennessee, if
right.
they go to a bowl game, it's a miracle.
Right. So their place in the conference
correct.
is lesser. Whereas Haggerty, yes, K-State didn't make the tournament last year. And honestly, K-State had one of the very famous portal flops last year.
Absolutely.
Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins was got $2 million to play for K-State last year. And in the end, he was like weeping in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like there was a very famous scene where he's like, people don't understand the pressure we're under. K-State fans turned on him. And so it
it was a toxic situation for him last year, no question about it. But
$2 million.
Better conference. Like, just in terms of the situation that they're
in,
you can argue it. I think he would have been better off staying at Memphis because he knows he's a success staying at Memphis, just in terms of the situation. But here, you can argue, chance to prove himself in a new place. He'd already accomplished everything he'd accomplished at Memphis. He was already an All-American at Memphis. And so I think it's a closer call as to which situation is better, K-State or Memphis. It's a closer call than it is in the Tennessee UCLA situation. I still think the Memphis situation is better, but the disparity is not as big as in the Tennessee,
I don't know.
UCLA
maybe
situation.
He went to Chicago and they said, "Hey, we'd like to see you.
We'd like to see you play." It. That's possible. You can imagine that. So listen, one need not shed any tears for PJ Haggerty. He's going to be getting $2 million to play basketball. And by the way, he should thank Memphis for that. Like, he became a $2 million player here.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? He should thank Memphis for that. Memphis, honestly, can thank PJ Haggerty. He is the biggest reason they had a season that righted the Penny Hardaway era, right? Is that not fair to say?
I'd say Tyrese was a big part early.
Yeah.
Early, and then Dane, I think.
There were other parts, but in terms of who was the most consistently excellent player for a season that righted the Penny Hardaway era. So
he was a great player.
But then I would ask two things. Okay, shed no tears for him, but was it a mistake? Should he have come back to Memphis knowing everything now? Should he have taken the $3 million? Let's assume that was real. Would he have been better off taking the $3 million? And then the second question is, how will he be remembered at Memphis and compare him to some other one-year guys?
Sure.
You know, Kendrick and Derrick Rose, two other one-year guys, famously one-year guys. So let's take those two questions. Was a mistake not to take the $3 million if it was real?
I mean, if we're in a results business, I mean, yeah.
Except for the fact that he wanted to go to the NBA Combine. Could he have taken the $3 million and gone to the NBA Combine?
The biggest question that I have is, could he have gone back at the end to Memphis and say, if you give me the $3 million deal, I'll play
on that? Feels like not.
And that seems to me to not be.
Feels like the money was spent elsewhere.
Exactly. And I think if he would have had the $3 million deal, I think he would have gone back to Memphis. That to me seems to be the case.
So should he have? So basically, it cost him $1 million to go to the NBA to go to camp.
Yeah, but like I'll defend him on this. When he made the decision originally and says, you know, I guess quote unquote turns down the $3 million. This is when everybody's sitting there going, $4 million is on the table. JT Toppin got $4 million. The money's out of, like, insane. Everybody's getting paid left and right. So I don't think it was as risky as it wound up being. Like, at the moment, I don't think it felt like a risk. It wound up because I think at a certain point, I think people all started going, like, wait a minute here. We don't know if the house settlement's going to go through. We don't know if we have all this money. Like, we don't know what we have to pay. Everyone kind of pumped the brakes
There were good non-irrational reasons for him to say, you know what, two reasons. One is, I might get more.
Yep.
And two, I get to go to see what the NBA thinks of me. I get to go to
I think the real story here is the NBA did not tell him what he wanted to hear.
And that's no surprise.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If that's what he was banking on, that the NBA is going to tell me I'm an NBA player, I think he was misguided from the beginning.
Well, I think what he was banking on was that somebody would say, we'll pick you late in the second. Yeah.
So was it a mistake? I guess it was a mistake. But there were reasons for him to
And I don't think
there
were pie in the sky reasons.
It was not irrational. And he's not getting stuck with playing for what Larry Finch made in his last year as a coach, $300,000.
Right.
You know, he's not getting stuck. He's not getting stuck playing for that. So then secondly, how will he be remembered?
I do think probably, he's obviously going behind Derek.
behind both those
and
guys.
I think he's
just
gonna be
not
behind
fondly. Just not though, fondly.
Even though they both wound up at the same point, they get bounced in the first round.
This was Kendrick's last stop.
Correct.
Kendrick never left Memphis to go somewhere else.
Correct.
PJ Haggerty has left Memphis to go somewhere else when he could have come back. So what you had was they both had very good years, right? They both had
absolutely
fabulous years. PJ Haggerty's in the All-American year.
Yeah.
Kendrick wasn't even Player of the Year his year. He was not. He was Conference Player of the Year before, but he was not Conference Player of the Year. But Kendrick,
there was no Houston last year.
Over and over and over again, talked about his love for Memphis.
Absolutely.
PJ over and over and over again talked about, I'm going to keep my options open. I'm not here to think about it. Whatever else, he just wasn't as he wasn't as charismatic and off the court figure, and he did not. He did not express his deep love for Penny and the program as effusively.
He also wasn't quite as fun of a player.
No,
as Kendrick
not nearly
is.
As fun.
Like, I'm not disputing.
No,
he's
we're
a great
just talking
player,
about fun players.
Just
right.
In terms of what I prefer to watch basketball, Kendrick,
not nearly as fun.
Yeah.
Not nearly as fun. And in the end, he had the opportunity to come back to make more money than any Memphis player has ever made doing anything. And he said, nah. And so I think I'll explore my options. And so just like when anyone leaves, when Calipari leaves, when Fuente leaves, when anyone leaves, you're kind of like, yeah, screw you. Whatever. I don't think anyone's wishing him ill.
No.
But I don't think he just feels it's very possible. He may be no more or less mercenary than Derrick Rose or than Kendrick or go back to Larry Keenan.
Sure.
But he feels it.
Yeah, no.
And he feels more representative of a time. And, okay, great. He put in his time. I guess we can thank him for what he did for Memphis. But I'm not putting him in the Pantheon at all. I'm not, No. He's a mercenary who came through. He's not DeAndre.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But
where I will agree with Goodman, I do think and this is another similarity, I think, with Nico. Now, maybe not to the degree of, I don't think Team Haggerty was as vocal and making it as messy. But I do think what is happening to a lot of these guys is...
Well, that's the other thing. Nico held out.
Correct.
Nico skipped
When Nico skipped practice, like...
Really got people to turn on him. Okay, what were you going to continue? What were you going to say?
I think a lot of these guys, they have representation, but I don't think they're like career agents. And where I think a career agent helps is they help you navigate what's real and what's not. So like, for instance,
right,
by all accounts, what really set off Nico and Team Nico, really Team Nico, was the report from John Talti and others at 24/7 that Mensah, the former Tulane quarterback, was getting $4 million to go to Duke. When you say I'm skeptical, that is one that I'm skeptical of. Do I really think Mensah is going to play for $4 million? No, but do I think it's a heck of a lot of money? Yes, but the problem is real agents know what the real money is.
Well, and you can argue that.
And they can advise you.
A real agent could have told you that money's not real, and you can go to Combine all you want. You're not going to be told by an NBA team that we're going to draft you.
Right.
So do whatever you want to do. But understand that at the end of this, you're not going to be told that you're a pro and you're not getting $4 million. So you can play it out all you want,
right,
but $3 million is the best you will get. And so if you want to go somewhere else, if you want to play in the Big 12, if you want it, whatever else, if you want the experience of going through the NBA Combine, do all that. But just don't do it with the hopes that you're going to be told you're an NBA player or with the hopes that you're going to get $4 million because you're not.
Yeah, and maybe the agent doesn't even say this is the best you're going to get, but what the agent would say is this is a really good deal,
right?
And there's a decent chance this is the best deal.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's right. I think that's right. So there you go. I don't have, like, I don't feel that particularly warm and fuzzy about him.
No, I just...
And you want to feel warm and fuzzy about
your
athletes.
But like, to your point, I feel nothing. Like, I don't feel... I'm not going to be bitter. Like, if he's over at Kansas...
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. I view it in both ways. I don't feel as strongly...
That's true.
and I don't feel as strongly in the negative.
I'll be honest. When John left, I rooted against Kentucky for several years. I rooted affirmatively. I wanted them to lose. I gloried in every loss. I'm not going to do that for PJ Hagerty. Not in a million years.
But like, and I'm also like, I'm not even going to like, if Kansas State's playing in a game that I care about, okay, I'll pay attention. But it's not like I'm actively seeking out. Like, that was the other thing. Like,
I'm curious as to how he'll do it. And I'll tell you what, he's going to put up points, Kansas State. He will.
Yeah, and I mean, I do think, I think the problem with Tang and Coleman Hawkins is, like, I think Tang, if you look at his best players, they've usually been guards.
Right.
And scoring guards. I think when you have a big, it's not really what he's comfortable with.
All right, so that was one bit of news over the weekend, one bit of local basketball news. The other news.
Well, did you see John's trade?
Well, John's trade. No.
John had a, because now it basically has worked out that Kansas State and Memphis have traded.
All right, because Doug
McMillan and then Naquan Tomlin. I don't know why.
Why would he be included in the trade? He's from a previous year.
I guess what he was saying was it was players to be named later.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So there you go. The other news was Friday we learned, and this was, I think, expected. We talked about how
I thought it was coin tossy, but I just felt like the momentum was, and I get it, the voting had already been done. It just felt like the end of the season momentum was going to hurt Jaren.
Yes. It felt like here is a player, and this is what we talked about last week, that had gone from the betting favorite to be defensive player of the year to a
not even a finalist
to not even and not on the first team all defense. And so if that's sort of the way things were going because of the way the season ended, it's like, okay, maybe he's not going to be all NBA either. And he was not. And so now we have this situation, which has been talked about and written about endlessly, which is he's got one more year left on his deal. They technically, he could extend his contract. He could sign an extension, but the amount's 40%, Jeffrey. 40% off of that. All he could sign right now is for an additional 4 years, $147 million, and he would not do that and should not do that. So had he been All-NBA, you could have given him a max contract eligible for it this year, and you could have given a boatload of money and signed him up, and that would have been that. Now the other option is to renegotiate his current deal to a higher number and then sign the extension off of that higher number. And that way you can get to a bigger deal for Jaren Jackson Jr. So that's the other option. In order to do that, in order to renegotiate the number for this year, you will have to clean up some salaries, which would mean hurting your ability to be better this year. And it's also true that Jaren can say, you know what? I could be all NBA next year and get a max contract next year. In fact, as I look at this, would it be a disaster? It would be suspenseful, Jeffrey, but would it be a disaster if everyone just realizes, you know what? We probably can't get a deal done this summer and we're just going to go into next year and figure it out.
So I don't think it's a disaster. I do think it opens up the disaster scenario.
Yes, it opens up, which is just walks.
Still next summer, the Grizzlies will be able to offer him the most, the extra year. They can still make the biggest offer next offseason.
That's correct. Next year, they can make the biggest offer, and they can only one who can go 5 years. So you can do an extra year, and you can do a bigger offer. And there's no indication that Jaren wants to leave. I think in the end, what this comes down to is, I mean, it's funny. It's a little bit like you talked about with PJ. People just need to know. You know what I mean? You just need to know what the other side's thinking. You need to know what's real, right? Yep. And so if you're Zach Kleiman, you need to know from Jaren, do you want to stay here? You know, do you see these things can change, by the way. Like you could say, I'm kind of inclined to explore my options. And next year could be a year where you have a year like a regular season, let's just say at least, like Cleveland had this year.
Sure.
and things are looking glorious. And you're like, I'm not leaving this great situation. Or you can have a year where John gets hurt again and it all blows up and this time they win 37 games and there's acrimony and misery, right? And Jaron says, I got enough money. I just want to play somewhere else. You know, see what
changes scenery.
So that can change, but I do think, and I count on, I do believe that Jaron will give them an accurate sense of what he's thinking. Now, from Jaron's perspective, the advantage of doing it this year is very clear: security, right? If you renegotiate your deal and sign an extension off of that deal, and then you suffer a grievous injury in November, you have your deal.
Yep.
Buys a lot of clothes, Jeffrey.
Yes, it does.
And film crews or whatever else. A lot of
studio time.
Studio time. Buys a lot of stuff. You got your deal. And so, but I don't know. I don't know what it would be like to have this much money, right? Like when you already have more money than you can possibly spend in your world and as a real human being could I think I'd like the flexibility. I think I'd like the flexibility, honestly.
Yeah.
Of course, the other argument, I'm just talking to myself. The other argument is that every NBA player has flexibility anyway, because here's the thing. You sign a deal, it doesn't lock you in anywhere because you just say, I want out. And then in the NBA, the way it works, they have to trade you. So you get your security, and it doesn't, in fact,
I think you have to stay like a full year.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, yes, but in the end, in the NBA, you ask for a trade. De'Aaron Fox asks for a trade, gets trade. Like, that's just the way it works. So it doesn't really cost you anything to get the security. Because if you want to be traded, you just say, I want to be traded. I don't know. How do you analyze this?
So I think the real question, though, is how motivated is Jaron and Jaron's agent to have Jaron set the market? Because if it's set the market for a new big, then he's, in my opinion, not going to sign. Because, like, even if the Grizzlies can offer as much as they can by the renegotiate and extend, chances are
the biggest number is in the future. If you make, there's a reasonable chance that he will make one of the all NBA teams next year.
Yeah,
and if he does, and has already signed his deal, he will be foregoing having a supermax.
Correct.
That's true. The shot at the bigger money, if you're same as PJ Haggerty, and only with Jaron, it's more real. I think he is a real shot. Now, whether they'll actually pay him the supermax is another question. Well, some
right,
the full amount that he would be owed under the supermax. I think for those reasons, I think there's sort of an argument for waiting, and I don't think it's a disaster if they do. And in the end, if they, but once you know what he's thinking, do you take calls on Jaron Jackson Jr.? Of course you, quote unquote, take calls. Is there anyone on this team you wouldn't take calls about?
Probably Ja.
But I'd take a call.
I mean, in terms
of... What does that even mean? Like, yeah, I take a call, sure. I'll take a call. No one's going to overpay for Ja, though.
That would be kind of my... Well, it's like...
So no need to take a call.
Right, and then don't have that story get out that Grizzlies
you took a call. Yeah. You're shopping him because all this crap gets out. All right, we're going to take a break. We have a busy, we got a busy day today. We've got Chris Harrington and Fish on Friday on Tuesday. If you are looking to have something framed, a lot of diplomas, new diplomas out there, a lot of new wedding photos out there, whatever it is, take it to the Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue, 5035 Park Avenue. They're superb at what they do. It's why they've been around for 50 years. And I can tell you because we've recently been there ourselves with two prints, beautifully printed, beautifully framed. I mean, beautifully hung on our wall. It's the Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to look. And I mean that if, listen, you can think it's a big pain in the neck to transfer your financial dealings to another place. Start with getting a car loan. You know, you'll see. Or open up an account that you use for something else over there. You'll see their service is incredible. Their technology is incredible. They're incredibly nice people. Their rates are great. They are a credit union, and so they're not siphoning off money to pay the corporate overlords. You'll see what I see, which is just download the app. Download the app, and you'll see how great it is. It's Leaders Credit Union. They've got a branch in Bartlett. They've got a branch in Arlington, brand new branch in Arlington, but you don't have to go there. You can just download the app. It's Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. All right, Jeffrey, we discussed the local basketball news. We have the national basketball news, and we have some SEC news as well. Again, we got Chris Harrington coming up and then a Fish on Friday on Tuesday. So we got a busy second hour. The Knicks Pacers continues to be gripping. Right? There's nothing else
it's
to
almost
say.
Like you don't want a big lead.
And it's almost like this could be the last great series we see until the World Series, right? Like playoff.
Certainly has the maybe we'll not.
Maybe not.
We'll get to the finals and realize like
it'll surprise
okay,
us.
But I tend to agree with you.
Maybe. And so it's a great, great, great series. And Kat came up just huge to give the Knicks their first win, although really the secret was holding the Pacers to 100 points.
Yeah.
You know, that's the secret. And Nesmith getting hurt.
Yeah,
certainly, that
certainly didn't help.
Certainly helped. Plus, what do we always talk about? Three-point shooting. They go 5 of 25 from three, do the Pacers.
Yep.
And so, but anyway, that resumes tonight. Magnificent series. Just great fun. And Tyrese Halliburton's dad?
Back in the building.
You think he's paid his dues?
I think he has. I would also say there's a lot of pressure on him because if he's back in the building and they lose, like.
So would you go?
I think you have to. Your son's playing in the Eastern Conference Finals.
You have to go. You have to go. But no, as superstitious as I am, I'm not sure I would. Maybe after a loss, you can mix it up, you know?
Yeah. Listen, we got to change the mojo.
Yeah. So anyway, his dad will be.
I just didn't you think it was weird the amount of people that were taking victory laps in the first half? It's like, have we learned nothing from these playoffs?
It was a little
like,
weird. Yeah.
Leads are not safe.
OKC, Minnesota. This felt to me like it is amazing how much human nature
play comes into play and everything. All this, I'm actually kind of surprised betting isn't easier. Like, if I was going to tell you how this might have played out before it played out, it would be this is game three is where Minnesota would have the massive effort, just like the Grizzlies did in their game three. And then and Oklahoma City would this if there was a game where they were going to let go of the rope, game three would be the game where they would load the, and they did refocus. And literally, I said to Peter, and game four will be tight. And so, I mean, it just played out because now everyone's serious again for game four.
I will say the line was three.
The line was three for
last
game
night.
Three?
Yeah, last night. So I agree with you in game three. Like, hey,
game
load
three,
up.
That was the one they
would hammer the Wolves, load up on that. But if you would have loaded up and said, all right, this is when the Thunder get back, that ending of the game would have driven you insane.
Well, I would have said I wasn't looking at it from a betting perspective. I was just saying I would have imagined game four would be close.
Yeah.
After the blowout in game three. And by the way, had Ja not gotten hurt in game three against Oklahoma City, the Grizzlies would have beaten the hell out of him in that game. And I imagine that game four would have been close.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you.
I think it would have played out this exact same way. And so there you have it. You know, the problem is obviously you got a performance for the ages from the bench from Minnesota, like all of them. Alexander Walker with 23, McDaniels 22, DiVincenzo with 21.
I mean, that to me, like, that was the key because he's been awful in the playoffs.
Yeah. But Ant with 16 and Randall with 5. I mean, with 5. Yeah, 5. 107, 5. I was confusing because I was looking at where I'd written. They also had 5 turnovers. Ant and Randall also had 5 turnovers. The truth of the matter is, if you look at nearly any team statistic in that from that game last night.
Turnovers.
Minnesota won all of them. Minnesota did, like, everything except for turnovers.
Yep. And, like, to me, like, that's kind of the story of the T-Wolves. Or that's the story of the Thunder. Yeah. Like, all right, how many times do you have to see them walking to the basket and getting a dunk?
And Ant said afterwards, he said, I didn't shoot enough to say I was struggling, that I struggled. That was the point. That was the strategy. That was
They've clearly said,
we're not going to let you
him
touch
or
the ball.
Randall.
Yeah.
We're not letting those two guys beat us. If the other guys beat us, we'll tip our cap, but we're not going to let those two guys beat us.
So they denied. And
they just they're so difficult to drive against. And when Ant can't get going downhill, it takes away all the momentum.
Meanwhile,
I thought Chet was awesome last night, too.
Chet was awesome. The truth of the matter is that 2022 lottery, they get Chet at 21. And by the way, don't tell me that low lottery picks don't matter, people. Jalen Williams was picked with pick 12. Pick 12. And so in that draft in 2022, they get Holmgren and Williams. And Williams explodes for 34. And Chet with 21. Combined those two from the 2022 lottery, shot 22 of 38 and 8 of 12 from 3.
And they made a smart move in the offseason of, all right, the Caruso trade. Like, I don't know if that's a trade that, like, everyone looks back, like, at real time was like, oh, this is a great deal. But, like, that is a guy that is so significant for them. He's so good defensively.
Yeah, and you can argue that Chicago did fine in that deal,
yeah,
too, for where they were in their trajectory. I do think when it happened, most people were, damn, I wish Oklahoma City hadn't gotten that piece.
Yeah.
He's a piece that clearly means more to them than Giddey would have in that.
He certainly fit better.
All right, there's a million things going on, and we don't have time to get to them all because we've got a busy second hour. We have the NCAA baseball field is set. Vandy is your number one seed. The SEC gets 13 in. Ole Miss and Tennessee both hosting regionals there. And then we have the spring meetings of the SEC going on right now in Destin, and Greg Sankey did interviews yesterday, and he talked about, you know, we know they've changed the seeding,
yep,
for this year, but we don't know what's going to happen for the playoff after this year. And so they're debating 14 or 16, and they're debating automatic slots or not. Okay. And Sankey said yesterday that 16 has had more traction inside their conference, like that they are not committed, but intrigued by the idea of 16. And then he was really very salty. He was very salty about how the committee has treated the SEC. He sounded almost like an underdog that gets picked on. Here you go. If you actually go back and do the research, this is about having the automatic bids, having four automatic bids for the SEC and for the Big Ten. If you actually go back and do the research, that kind of format could cost us positions depending on the number of teams. I don't see the critics actually digging in to understand that reality. I don't see the critics actually analyzing that like I've just described, how schedules are evaluated. So the critics can run to the microphones and share their opinions. We're trying to find a format to determine whatever number it is, the best teams in college football. Who is he talking about as the critics who, what is
it's people that are very
so
against,
salty?
I think it's people that have been, there's been a lot of criticism of the automatic bids.
But there he's saying that the automatic bids, we actually would get, we could get more than four.
But I mean, to me, it begs the obvious question. So then why are you
why
pushing?
Do you need them?
Right.
Well, it's very clear that Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, needs them because what he wants to have is play-in for conference championship weekend.
Yep.
He wants to have a play-in tournament. And you can only do that if you know the top three are in, whatever, and now we're going to have a play-in for the
I think it's the it seems to me everyone's going to go the top two are in,
and then we're going to have a play-in tournament.
Three will play six, four
right.
will play five.
Yeah, right. And you're going to have a play-in tournament to see who gets these other berths.
Correct.
You can only do that if the berths are secure. If
right.
you know you have these berths to use as a
right.
As something to play for. And so literally, that's why you need it. Not because you don't think you're going to get four in, but you need to have it certain that you get four in order to have a play-in tournament. Would you be terribly interested in a play-in tournament?
So I guess, but like, I don't know. It just feels to me like this feels like something the NBA would do. Like, doesn't this?
I just don't think you don't need a football play-in tournament.
I mean, I guess the argument would be as well, it's just like having an additional round of playoffs. But like, if I'm the third team, why am I agreeing to play the sixth team? If I lose, I'm out. Like, I understand there still would be enough possibility that you could get the at-large spot, but like, why would I do that?
It just seems crazy. It's just, you know what it is? It's the TV money. TV says we will give you a lot of money for this play-in tournament, so that's why they want it. Okay. We got to take a break. We got Chris Harrington coming up next. If you are selling your house, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. Here's the number, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. This is when people are moving, folks. This is a perfect time to sell your house, and you want to get Josh Hysaw and his team at Keller Williams Realty behind you, his marketing team. The website again is joshhasthebuyers.com. You sit down with Josh and you'll realize what I realized, that he's an aggressive guy who knows how to sell your house. Plus, if you're interested, he'll give you an instant cash offer for your home. He'll come out, he'll look at your house and he'll give you an instant cash offer for the full value of your home. That way you don't have to go the whole rigmarole of fixing it up and all of that nonsense, showing after showing after showing, hoping that someone will buy your house. No, get the instant cash offer. Just one of the things that Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty offer. Again, the phone number is 901-461-8147, joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.